This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Preliminary report confirms storage of 1.12 billion cubic meters of methane gas in Jaljale of Tailik district. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee's report on Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill presented in House of Representatives. Nepal secures thrilling win over Netherlands in the ongoing T20 tri-series in Scotland. And U.S. President to decide U.S. involvement in Israel-Iran conflict within 2 weeks. Now the news in detail. In a significant development for Nepal's energy sector, a preliminary report has confirmed the presence of a large reserve of methane gas in Tailik. The China Geological Survey, CGS, has submitted its initial findings to the government of Nepal confirming the discovery of 1.12 billion cubic meters of methane gas from the first well drilled in Jaljale of Tailik. The well drilled to a depth of 4,013 meters is just one of four targeted sites. Based on early estimates, total gas reserves in the area could reach 430 billion cubic meters, enough to potentially meet Nepal's gas needs for the next 50 years. Further testing is underway to assess gas quality, commercial viability and economic potential. The final report is expected by December 2025. A report of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee regarding the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill has been presented in the House of Representatives. Committee President Ramhari Khatiwada presented the bill before the lower house session yesterday. Introducing the document, Khatiwada said the committee held comprehensive discussions on the bill before producing the report. He added that the bill was finalized on behalf of the committee after holding discussions with the stakeholders concerned. The House of Representatives has begun discussions on the Appropriation Bill 2082 from yesterday. On the first day under the Appropriation Bill, discussions were held on the budget headings of the Ministry of Forest and Environment, the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, and the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Participating in the discussion, former Finance Minister Janardhan Sarma accused the budget of undermining the energy sector and terminating energy projects with investments of over 5 trillion rupees. Leader Sharma said that the budget has failed to meet national needs such as promoting tourism, banning the export of foreign wood and increasing the use of domestic timber. Dr. Amresh Kumar Singh criticized that the budget has not been allocated for the development of the people, accusing ministers of distributing it solely for their own interest. Similarly, MP Prabhu Shah criticized the government, claiming that the budget had been distributed in a discriminatory manner. National Assembly members have demanded to withdraw the government's decision of stopping the subsidy being provided to sugarcane farmers. Speaking in yesterday's meeting, the upper house lawmakers expressed dissatisfaction towards the government's decision and drew its attention not to discontinue the subsidy. Meanwhile, National Assembly members drew the attention of the Foreign Ministry to take coordination and diplomatic initiatives with both countries to make contact immediately with Nepalis willing to return home and demanding their rescue. The Foreign Ministry has issued a travel advisory urging Nepali nationals to remain cautious in the context of ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. The ministry on Wednesday issued advisory concerning Nepali citizens planning to travel to Israel, Iran and other countries in the Middle East for visits or foreign employment. The ministry in the press release has urged Nepali citizens planning to travel to Israel and Iran for foreign employment or other purposes not to undertake such travels and visits until the current conflicting situation persists. The ministry has requested Nepali citizens residing in Israel and Iran to adopt safety precautions and keep indoors except for essential movement. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel has urged the National Planning Commission and ministries to prepare plans that tap into opportunities from Nepal's planned graduation from LDC status to a middle-income country by 2026. During his address to a national workshop in Kathmandu yesterday, the finance minister stressed the need of incorporating and integrating the 16th periodic plan and other sectoral policies to make the graduation sustainable. Similarly, Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission, Professor Dr. Shivaraj Adhikari, clarified that collaboration with public and private sectors as well as development partners has been forwarded, focusing on economic transformation and structural reforms. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said that the government is taking initiatives to bring all journalists under the Social Security Fund SSF. Speaking at a dialogue organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists in collaboration with the SSF, the minister emphasized that gradual expansion of the SSF scheme across media sectors and ministry subordinates. Minister Gurung stressed the mutual benefits of the SSF offering financial security and quality health care for media workers. The minister also revealed that a new mass communication bill is being drafted addressing key media issues including the establishment of a mass media authority and a training academy. Nepal and Bangladesh have taken a fresh step toward boosting tourism cooperation. The Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka, in collaboration with the Nepal Tourism Board, hosted the Nepal-Bangladesh Tourism Meet in Chattogram yesterday evening. Nepal's ambassador to Bangladesh, Ghanashyam Bhandari, underscored the importance of tourism in bilateral relations and called for deeper linkages connecting the Himalayan landscapes of Nepal with the coastal charm of the Bay of Bengal. Held under the theme Destination Nepal from the Bay of Bengal to the Himalayas, the event aimed to strengthen tourism and people-to-people ties between the two countries. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump is to decide the involvement of USA in Israel-Iran conflict within 2 weeks. The BBC has quoted the White House as saying that President Trump will decide if the U.S. gets directly involved in the Iran-Israel conflict within the next 2 weeks, as he believes there is a substantial chance of negotiations. More than 270 people have been injured across Israel in Iranian strikes on Thursday. Iran hasn't given an update on casualties since Sunday. Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister says Iran's supreme leader can no longer be allowed to exist after a hospital was hit, but Tehran says its strike was aimed at a nearby military site. Now a sports news update. Nepal has recorded a thrilling win against the Netherlands in the ongoing T20 Tri-Series in Scotland. Riding on a solid half-century from opener Kushal Bhurtel, Nepal successfully chased down a target of 175 runs, sealing a 6-wicket victory with 2 balls to spare. Earlier, after being sent in to bat, the Netherlands posted 174 runs for 7 wickets in their 20 overs. Despite slipping to 45 runs for 4 wickets, the Netherlands recovered well. For Nepal, Karan Kesi was the standout bowler, picking up 2 wickets for 40 runs, while Sandeep Lamichani, Dipendra Singh Airi, Lalith Raj Bansri and Rupesh Singh each claimed 1 wicket. Nepal will now take on host Scotland in the final match of the series today. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of country and at a few places of rest of the parts of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati and Kandaki province. Light snowfall is likely to occur at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country. There is also a possibility of wind gust occurring in certain areas of the Tarai regions of Kosi and Madhes province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Preliminary report confirms storage of 1.12 billion cubic meters of methane gas in Jaljali of Dai Lake district. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee's report on Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill presented in House of Representatives. Nepal secures thrilling win over Netherlands in the ongoing T20 tri-series in Scotland. And U.S. President to decide U.S. involvement in Israel-Iran conflict within 2 weeks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.